a profession, like I could charge professional prices because I was all self-taught. When I was in college, I had someone show me how to insert media in Windows Movie Maker and how to cut some scenes, but that was it. You know, I just went on from there. And so, yeah, I didn't feel like I could charge a fee, and I didn't really feel right about charging a fee because I really loved what they were doing. I loved what they were about. So I'm here running this business, and I didn't know how to like make a living off of it.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Halima Yates. Halima is the CEO and founder of Lovemark, a coaching company providing transformative workshops, events, and multimedia productions on self-empowerment. Most recently, she has taken her experience and she has self-published a book called Dissolving the Anchor, Untethering Dysphoria and Self-Doubt to Create an Empowered Life. But she also struggled to make any money in filmmaking. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Halima Yates, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Yes, I am. And thank you for having me here, Alex.
I'm really excited to have you on just based off of our conversation we've had so far in the session. I'm just excited to hear your story and just to chat with you. So, of course, first we are talking about you getting into filmmaking. Filmmaking is fun and it's creative and you were passionate and excited about it. But of course, this is Broken Bulbs, so something went wrong. Do you want to tell us the story here?
Yeah, so how my filmmaking business even started was soon after I graduated from college, I started working at a university and they were doing a trip for the students to New Orleans where they were going to conduct hurricane relief efforts. And I jumped at the opportunity to chaperone that event and just be a volunteer for that. And while I was there, I noticed the residents really wanted to share their story. And it inspired me to, when I got back home, I talked to my boyfriend about it. And we just kept going back and forth to New Orleans because I decided to start a production company. And I had no idea how to do a production company. I was just so inspired by what was going on out there and wanted to help, do whatever I could to make a difference. So my husband and I went out there, my boyfriend at the time, but we went out there and we started interviewing children to therapists and teachers and community activists for them to share how the community had been impacted and how their mental health was impacted, the housing situation. We just wanted to see how the hurricane, as well as the breach of the levees, affected their livelihood. And as we were doing that, we were just seeing how so much had happened. And I wanted to do what I could to promote awareness to what was going on. So I did have the film in a few film festivals. It was on PBS here in Colorado. And it was also, it's in a media organization's catalog. I was invited to a couple events where I hosted my own in order to show the film and just help people realize what they can do to get involved to alleviate some of the struggle the people of New Orleans were facing. And so I was really excited about the project, but one of the things that I continuously was doing in my life where I would start something and then I wouldn't continue advancing it. So, I mean, yeah, I was happy with where it went and what we were doing with it, but then I started another project and it was a project that I sort of started it when I was in college, but I furthered it when I wanted to further that project when I, you know, now after doing the documentary called Saints Rising. And what I did was I wanted to do an op-ed where I was going around and I was interviewing everyday people to professors talking about how our perceptions of social identities are developed and how that affects the way we treat ourselves and others. I wanted to just do what I can to promote us to value all facets of identities. And so with doing that project, I started getting into filmmaking, networking networks, and I also started just meeting all kinds of people in nonprofit organizations where I was then invited, or I was asked if I could start filming events that a nonprofit was doing so they could promote their efforts. And so I then put my project on hold because I was like, okay, this is a company, so I probably do need to start making money. Because I was at first doing these documentaries, I wasn't, you know, thinking about making money. I just wanted to do what I could to promote awareness to help out. And so I was like, okay, yes, let me start working on these projects with other nonprofits. So I put my own project on hold and just continued to work with the same organization. And then here and there, I'd work with others. But here's the thing about it. I had a company, but I didn't know how to run it. I didn't know how to charge a fee for what I did because I didn't feel like I was a professional, like I could charge professional prices because I was all self-taught. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, I had someone show me how to insert media in Windows Movie Maker and how to cut some scenes, but that was it. You know, after that, I taught myself how to use an Adobe editing software, and I just went on from there. And so, yeah, I didn't feel like I could charge a fee, and I didn't really feel right about charging a fee because I really loved what they were doing. I loved what they were about. So I'm here running this business and I didn't know how to like make a living off of it. So I wanted to keep doing it because I wanted to help out. And I did charge a fee. I just charged enough to get by. And I started working a full-time job and just had my company on the side. And so it was my side hustle, but I wasn't really hustling. I wasn't trying to get new clients. I wasn't trying to do what I could to just promote what I did in order to have it be my career. So I just went on the safe choice and I focused on a job. And so for 7 years, you know, I had my company and then I just decided, well, let me just go the safe route. And I focused on having a job and I let go of my company. It was interesting. I learned that even though I didn't know how to run a company, I figured it out. I realized that if I don't know how to do something, I'm going to find an answer or find a solution to it. So, you know, I learned how to do how you start an LLC, how to get your EIN, being that I didn't have any money, I couldn't hire a lawyer or other, you know, assistants or anything. So I learned how to create independent contractor agreements and how to create posters and flyers and create a website. Like I had to do all of that myself. And, you know, so that was something that I learned, which I'm so thankful for. But yeah, I just realized, you know, I started a company, didn't know what I was doing and just didn't know how to advance what I started. But at the end of it all, I'm just happy that I still did it and the people that I met, what I learned from it, the creativity that I got from it, being able to enhance my filmmaking skills, my editing, my filming and editing, and just growing as a person with that experience and making any impact that I could, that meant a lot to me.
Those are some of my favorite stories to hear. The ones where you tried something out, you were self-taught in everything that you were doing and you tried it out and then you stopped it. Like it's not like at the end you're like, yeah, I struggled and struggled and then it worked. It's like, no, I shut it down. I decided to stop. But along the way, you learned all of these other skills that have been applicable for you since, which is awesome. Do you think, this is kind of just my personal curiosity that I like to ask people who went through experiences like this. Is there a universe where you think you could have made it and kept going with it? And what do you think is the single biggest thing you would have needed to do in order to make it with it?
I do believe that if I wanted to continue that company and have it grow, I could have done it. I would have needed to know I could do it. I would have needed to take that leap. And instead of going the safe route, I needed to believe in myself. If I would have believed in myself, I would have kept working on it and realized the more I was meeting people, the more professionals that I was working with in that industry, I would have realized the tools that I needed to keep going and to make it grow. Yeah, I totally believe that if you want to do something, you need to know what you want to do. And then you need to strategically plan the steps to get there and make sure you implement those steps. So if I would have done that, I would have definitely been able to keep doing that company.
I like that. Planning and confidence. Those are key, super key. And of course, at the end of every episode, I like to hear what's working for you now. Because of course, you're still a creative person. You're still on business endeavors and your own creative pursuits. So tell me about your book and your work and where we can go to find you.
Yes, because of the experience that I've had throughout my life, but definitely with that production company, I was also, so the diversity project that I was working on, I also was invited to speak at schools and social clubs, and it allowed me to realize what I really enjoy doing and what I wanted to do was make positive social changes. So I started my company LoveMark about 4 years ago. It's spelled L-U-V-M-R-K. It's a coaching company guiding people to value ourselves and others. And so what we do is we provide transformative workshops where it's about self-empowerment to foster social, emotional, and mental wellness. And we also provide diversity, equity, and inclusion training in order to endorse humanizing perceptions of each other so we can cultivate respectful, inclusive, and equitable environments. And so with this company and seeing the impact that that's been making or the feedback that I've been receiving, I realized how I wanted to finish a book I started years ago. And the book that I'm so happy to share that I self-published this book with the help of a self-publishing company called Book Launchers. And the book is titled Dissolving the Anchor, Untethering Dysphoria and Self-Doubt to Create an Empowered Life. With this book, I use narrative, poetry, amazing illustrations commissioned from artists worldwide in order to give a real and raw look at the experiences that I've had that caused me to have a negative self-image, low self-esteem, led me to substance use, suicidal ideation. And then I go into detailing how I came out of that struggle to finally value myself, just shift my mindset to where I can value myself, stop self-sabotaging behavior, and be able to make choices where I'm living a life by my terms and the life that I choose and that I could enjoy. So yeah, I'm hoping with this book that people will be able to know that they matter, that they know their value, they can emotionally heal, and know that they're capable of managing and overcoming adversities. Anyone interested in knowing what I do or where to find this book, please go to hiyates.com. You'll be able to follow me on social media or get information about the book or the workshops that I have to offer. Just anything you want to know about me, just go to hiyates.com.
I love it. I'm going to have links to that and everything else that you're doing down in the show notes so that people can check it out. I'm stoked to be sharing it with everybody. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Alex. This was a good time. And I really love your podcast. So thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening. This was an awesome episode. Sometimes you figure it out. And when you do, have the confidence to know what you're good at and what you can charge for your services. At the same time, if you're not feeling it, it's okay to move on to something else. I'm sure you'll get more insights from Halima's book, Dissolving the Anchor. Special thank you to Halima for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her book, which I've linked down in the show notes, along with the rest of her work. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.